What is Satanism?
Satanism is the world's first carnal religion.
Carnal religion.
Satanism has thrown out Christianity altogether. And we see them as being irrelevant. We see them as being irrelevant to mankind.
Satanism has grown to a point now where it's an established religion more and more. People are going through their lives as Satanists. The population as a whole are beginning to understand that it's not some adolescent fad.
We're talking about you pulling your kids out of the public school system. What was their initial reaction?
The minute it was done, the relationships within the family got so much stronger that we wondered why we hadn't done it in the first place. The child in question would have said, now my focus is on learning and my family, not what I'm going to wear, not who I'm going to impress. And we were, in fact, people commented on it all the time that we were the most closely knit family anyone had ever seen.
What, in your opinion, would be the best way to go about recognizing pseudo-Satanism?
They should write down the following words. The Satanic Bible. When we have people who are so distorting what Satanism is about that they move it into a deification, they move it into a form of Judeo-Islamic Christianity where you are worshiping some kind of an external deity which has all power and all of this, this can really work against any person who wants to develop strength within.
Why dabble in the dark side when you can dive right in?
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan! Hail Satan!
It's Satanism today. Here's David Harris.
All right, we got to get something out of the way right away here. Does my chat room moderator have hair this week? He's growing it in, folks. Weeks of shaving it off, he's finally growing it in. check out Jay Nothing on the Pleasure Dome on Radio Free Satan. Good show. Fine stuff. Welcome, everybody. It's Satanism Today. I am David Harris. Phone number 631-458-0592. Or you can Skype us. Skype ID is Satanism Today Radio. And if you're out there listening live on the feed and you're not hanging out in the chat room is packed and rocking as it is every single week. Click on the links. Join us in the chat room. Links are all over the website, www.satanismtoday.net. And, of course, if you are listening out there in podcast land because you can't catch a show live because you've got, you know, you're horribly disfigured and you have to go to the hospital every Tuesday night at 9, you can email us at reverendharris@satanismtoday.net. before the show, fans of both of my radio programs have been giving me compliments about my 45-second foray into stand-up comedy last night at the Conti and Kenny Roast. Thank you all for the fine compliments. Appreciate it. Surprisingly not nervous. I generally do well in front of a crowd. It's kind of what I was trained to do. I was just impressed that people thought I was funny. It's definitely a good time. A lot of good friends came out to the show. Say a special hello to my new bestest buddy, Big A from the Opie and Anthony Show. He's out there listening on the podcast because I don't think he's in the chat room or listening live. Say what up to Big A. Let's get started, shall we? Figure we'll start things off on a light note. In a segment we kind of sort of do every week. I don't know, I've never really named segments on this show. I think we can call it Those Silly Christians. I think it's about time we start naming things on this show. It's from newsobserver.com. Groups to pray for lower prices at gas stations. St. Louis. Two prayer services will be held at St. Louis gas stations to thank God for lower fuel prices and to ask that they continue to drop. Let me say that again. Two prayer services will be held at St. Louis gas stations to thank God for lower fuel prices and to ask that they continue to drop.
Well, excuse me for being retarded.
Daryl Alexander, Midwest co-chair of the Pray at the Pump movement. Pray at the Pump movement. Jesus Christ. Says prayer gatherings will be held Monday afternoon and evening at a mobile station west of downtown St. Louis. Pray at the pump. Pray at the pump.
I'm retarded.
Participants say they plan to buy gas, pray, and sing We Shall Overcome with a new verse. We'll have lower gas prices. An activist from Washington, D.C. area, Rocky Twyman, started the effort, saying if politicians couldn't lower gas prices, it was time to ask God to intervene. The group thinks the prayer is helping, saying prices are starting to fall below $4 a gallon. Doesn't have anything to do with the fact that our president, dopey as he is, talked about drilling in Alaska. Nothing to do with that. No. The Talladega Nights reference is coming in the chat room. I'd like to give Brazioso Tani still wearing diapers, 8 pounds, 6 ounces, baby Jesus. Trader Peg in the chat room. So many things to pray for, but they're going to pray for cheap gasoline. Well, dog my cats. It's just another silly thing that Christians feel the need to do. They don't see any way to take responsibility for their own actions, perhaps cut back on their gas usage, carpool to work, maybe not go on that vacation, cut back on your food shopping. No, they're just going to pray for gas to be cheaper. Yeah. They're going to go to a mobile station every Monday morning and every Monday night. Get down on their knees and pray to God. Pray to God that he'll wave his hand and lower the gas prices like the smiley face in the Walmart commercial. Is it... I guess I'm so far removed from the Christian upbringing that I have had that it... I can't even fathom how this makes sense to somebody. I guess there was a point in time in my life where I guess I kind of understood because it was being shoved down my throat, as I'm sure it was shoved down so many of yours. But I guess I'm so far removed from it now that I can't see how this is even making sense to anybody. It doesn't compute with me anymore. I've ceased to this is Chewbacca. It doesn't make sense. 9C in the chat room. It just has... I've lost all sense of comprehension, of belief in... in anything spiritual, how anyone could even see it. I've just lost any and all sense of it. It just doesn't register with me anymore. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk, share a personal anecdote. And see how it kind of ties into the differences in the way that men and women examine certain interpersonal relationships. And what else do I have here? Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that Tennessee school shooting. Story I found on CNN, I think, was from over the weekend. They're starting to say now that that school shooting has had some... There's some sort of anti-liberal and anti-homosexual connotation to it. Because the shooting was at a Unitarian Universalist church. Yes, that's a... I said school, I meant church. Thank you, Jay. We'll have more when we come back. Stick around. You are listening to Satanism Today.
At Necrolites, we create handcrafted candles specifically for those who resonate with the dark side and prefer a more traditional and less mainstream aesthetic. We offer both beeswax and soy candles, and we use only all cotton, lead-free wicks that are designed to burn cleaner in natural waxes. We provide candles for ritual and ceremonial purposes, as well as for home decor. Enjoy such breathtaking scents as white sage, dragon's blood, necrosis, and Egyptian tomb. Now available from Necrolites. Get a soy pillar candle and four votives for only $18.50. You can also get three beeswax ritual pillar candles for only $28.50. Enjoy your candles today at www.necrolites.com. That's necrolites.com. Necrolites candles, dark art for the dark arts. www.necrolites.com. www.necrolites.com.
Radio Free Satan.
The most diabolical name in internet radio is back. Radio Free Satan. Just log on to www.radiofreesatan.com and indulge in the sinister sounds of programs like The Devil's Mischief featuring Reverend Bill M., Deep Six with DJ Nuris featuring the latest independent artists, The Dark Arts with DJ Evergreen playing your classical favorites from centuries past, Metal Invaders with Warlock Sonny Bellavance, Velvet Darkness with DJ Dracul, spinning your goth and industrial favorites. Revel in the dark ambient wonder of Chaos Sedated with Heathen Panzer. Venture into the morgue with The Monster, playing the blackest black and death metal. Step into the Pleasure Dome with Jay Nothing, playing all your metal favorites. And of course, Outsight Radio Hours with Tom Schulte. Log on now to www.radiofreesatan.com. www.radiofreesatan.com. Available now from the House of Netherworld, a stirring and brilliant tribute to the founder of the Church of Satan, Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey. The Anton LaVey bust has been sculpted in the neoclassical style of the late 19th century and reflects a refined and artistic sensibility. This will surely become the centerpiece of many an altar in the finest of lairs. Each bust is hand-cast and hand-finished in a faux bronze designer polyresin that will outlast us all. This profound piece of artwork can be yours for $135 plus shipping and will include a special blend granular incense entitled Maestro, courtesy of femaleaddictions.com. The Anton LaVey bust is also available in a special Iron Age finish, which is available to Church of Satan members only. Production on this product was limited to 200 pieces, so order yours today. www.antonlaveybust.com. www.antonlaveybust.com.
Now available from Purging Talon is the debut authored book by Church of Satan Magister Matt G. Paradise, Bearing the Devil's Mark. Bearing the Devil's Mark is a bold and no-nonsense treatise on the subject of Satanism. Not from the perverse pen of bitter and jealous Christians, or even their pagan counterparts, but straight from the satanic perspective itself. Sex, love, politics, technology, the God religions, and more. All brought to you by someone with over 25 years of actively living the satanic philosophy. To order, log on to PurgingTalon.com. Bearing the Devil's Mark, new from Purging Talon. Do you bear the mark?
You know, dogs are different than cats, and hey, what if Jack Nicholson were...
Hey, what if We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this.
Hi, everyone, I'm Jay Leno. Anyone remember when I was funny? Eat Doritos.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dane Cook.
Are you fed up with comedy that's made for the masses? Sick of stand-up comedian hacks with the same old routines that you've heard a thousand times before? Equally tired of shock jocks who equate loudness with laughter? Hello, my name is Reverend Bill M., creator and host of The Devil's Mischief, a show where every week I present a new hour of comedy and novelty of devilish proportions. So tune in to The Devil's Mischief. Visit devilsmischief.com or radiofreesatan.com to download the latest podcast. The Devil's Mischief. Carnal comedy clips and netherworld novelty numbers simply not made for the masses.
It's cynical.
I'm a little more than that.
Sophisticated.
Vanity is definitely my favorite sin.
And satanic.
Let me give you a little inside information about God.
It's Satanism Today. And here's your host, David Harris.
631-458-0592. Satanism Today. I am your host, David Harris. And if you're out there listening live and you don't want to waste money on a phone call, you can Skype us if you've got Skype on the computer. Skype ID is Satanism Today Radio. And if you're out there listening live and you're not hanging out in the chat room, shame on you. Come on into the chat room and hang out with the denizens of the Satanism Today chat room. Links are all over the website, www.satanismtoday.net. And if you're out there in podcast land, you can always email the show, ReverendHarris@satanismtoday.net. Now... I want to share with you something interesting that's happened to me over the course of the past 2 weeks. I'm going to leave some names out to protect the innocent, although there's people out there who are, you know, who are going to know the whole story. For those of you that know the whole story, I ask to not reveal names unless you're one of the people involved and you feel like sharing. And the reason I share this is because it's really made me examine throughout the course of my own life some of the ways that men and women have handled interpersonal communication when dealing in romantic relationships. Now, picture, if you will, you're in a romantic relationship. Dating whomever it is you happen to be dating at the time, and for whatever reason, it doesn't work out. Doesn't seem to be working. So you end it. You know, you're the one that ends it. And let's say a couple weeks later. You know, a couple weeks, month, 2 months, whatever. Friend of yours starts dating that girl or that guy. The differences between the way men and women handle that kind of thing really, really, I find it interesting. And I'll talk to you about how I've seen men, including myself, handle this kind of thing. Because I myself, over the course of the past 2 weeks, found myself on both ends of this. In two separate situations. And both situations pretty much went down the exact same way. So it was kind of interesting for me to see both ends of this within a very short period of time. And I've come to term this, since I have absolutely no formal background in sociology, psychology, or anything like that. I come up with my own terms, and mainly because I'm lazy and I don't want to read. I've come to term this the guy talk. The guy talk. In the past, I've seen many friends of mine go through this, and they've always initiated the guy talk the same way. It's always been something very roundabout. Roundabout between the former dater and the current dater. The former dater will roundabout address a situation in a very, very casual way, so as not to be confrontational or threatening. Because for whatever reason, you know, the former dater values very much so his relationship with the current dater and does not want to seem confrontational in any way. And sort of in a roundabout way lets the other person know it's totally cool. BN Naughty says, guy talk equals hetero male verbal mutual masturbation. Thanks a lot, dick. So that's exactly kind of how it happened. In the situation where I was the former dater, kind of addressed it in a roundabout way, where I was in possession of something that belonged to my ex-girlfriend and wanted to get it back to her and went through him to get it. And, you know, very friendly and non-confrontationally sort of eased into the fact that this was totally cool and I was genuinely, blissfully happy for the both of them. And I totally, absolutely mean that. And then it was interesting. It was very interesting to be on the exact opposite end of that just a few weeks later with my current girlfriend, who used to date another friend of mine. Just the other day, he, in a very roundabout, non-confrontational way, let me know that everything was cool and that he was very, very happy for the two of us. And so I found it very interesting to see how, you know, in the span of just 2 weeks, in two completely separate situations, men handled this the same way. A camaraderie involved, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Sort of a, there's sort of that unspoken, like, male bonding thing. Maybe it's because, you know, way back in our, you know, our history, we were, you know, men went out and hunted and looked out for each other and, you know, all like stuff. I could be talking out of my ass here. Joel Galston says, David, I believe it's called Honor Among Dudes. That's probably what it is. Honor Among Dudes. Thank you, Joel. Now, the interesting thing that I've noticed, and granted, I haven't seen this that often. Women, when confronted with a similar situation, handle this completely differently. Again, another situation involving myself. I see Sarah in the chat room's getting ready. I was in college. For those of you who are fans of Seinfeld, I was involved in the infamous and damn near impossible roommate switch. Yes. A good friend of mine and myself were each dating two girls who lived together. And we managed to switch. Those two girls never spoke again. The one that I started dating immediately moved into my dorm room and never went back. Why is that? What makes that happen? Why is it that men can inherently repair a relationship if it needs to be repaired, or simply acknowledge that something has happened, you know, and just to reassure the other one that everything is okay and that, you know, a friendship is still very much in existence, whereas women cannot bear the thought that a friend of theirs is now dating someone that they used to date. It's something that has always baffled me. It's something that has never really made sense. And again, it probably simply has nothing more to do with the fact than simply that I have a penis and I don't understand women at all. So, if you're out there and you can explain this to me, 631-458-0592 is the phone number. Because I don't get it. I mean, I've seen guys come to blows over a girl, good friends, and then, you know, 2 weeks later, they were fine. Physical violence between two men over a woman couldn't destroy a friendship. Yet. Sounds like if I called, I'd never get off the phone with this topic. Please, because I don't have much for the rest of the show. So please, call Sarah. I'm begging you. Raven Hanlon, chat room says, because usually the other woman is an underhanded you-know-what. Why bother pretending you like them? Even if you're... What if you've been friends with them forever? Friends, you've been friends for years, and suddenly you're going to terminate that friendship. You're going to terminate that friendship because over a failed relationship. Seems stupid to me. I don't know. I don't get it. Trader Bang. Is he dissing the Chickalinas tonight? I think I am. I don't know. I'm usually backing up the women on this show, but tonight I have to pull my He-Man card out of my wallet, flex it a little bit. Witch Runk says he means well and is trying to understand. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand. Chris Rock had a great bit about this. Had a great bit about this, saying when two men are friends and, you know, one man introduces, you know, his buddy to his new girl, and they're hanging out, they're having a good time, and they leave, and the friend says to himself, wow, she was a really cool girl. I have to meet a girl like that. Now reverse the situation. Two girlfriends. One introduces the other one to her new boyfriend, and they hang out, they have a great time. And the couple leaves, and the girl thinks to herself, wow, he was a great guy. I need to get him. I need him. I don't get it. I just don't get it. So call me up if you have any thoughts on this. 631-458-0592. Give me a buzz after the break, and if you have anything on this, we'll chat about it. Stick around. You're listening to Satanism Today.
Now available from Purging Talon is the debut authored book by Church of Satan Magister Matt G. Paradise, Bearing the Devil's Mark. Bearing the Devil's Mark is a bold and no-nonsense treatise on the subject of Satanism. Not from the perverse pen of bitter and jealous Christians, or even their pagan counterparts, but straight from the satanic perspective itself. Sex, love, politics, technology, the God religions, and more. All brought to you by someone with over 25 years of actively living the satanic philosophy. To order, log on to purgingtalon.com. Bearing the Devil's Mark, new from Purging Talon. Do you bear the mark?
At Necrolites, we create handcrafted candles specifically for those who resonate with the dark side and prefer a more traditional and less mainstream aesthetic. We offer both beeswax and soy candles, and we use only all cotton, lead-free wicks that are designed to burn cleaner in natural waxes. We provide candles for ritual and ceremonial purposes, as well as for home decor. Enjoy such breathtaking scents as white sage, dragon's blood, necrosis, and Egyptian tomb. Now available from Necrolites. Get a soy pillar candle and four votives for only $18.50. You can also get three beeswax ritual pillar candles for only $28.50. Enjoy your candles today at www.necrolites.com. That's necrolites.com. Necrolites candles, dark art for the dark arts. www.necrolites.com. www.necrolites.com.
Radio Free Satan.
The most diabolical name in internet radio is back. Radio Free Satan. Just log on to www.radiofreesatan.com and indulge in the sinister sounds of programs like The Devil's Mischief featuring Reverend Bill M., Deep Six with DJ Nuris featuring the latest independent artists, The Dark Arts with DJ Evergreen playing your classical favorites from centuries past, Metal Invaders with Warlock Sonny Bellavance, Velvet Darkness with DJ Dracul, spinning your goth and industrial favorites. Revel in the dark ambient wonder of Chaos Sedated with Heathen Panzer. Venture into the morgue with The Monster, playing the blackest black and death metal. Step into the Pleasure Dome with Jay Nothing, playing all your metal favorites. And of course, Outsite Radio Hours with Tom Schulte. Log on now to www.radiofreesatan.com. www.radiofreesatan.com.
You know, dogs are different than cats, and hey, what if Jack Nicholson were...
Hey, what if We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this.
Hi, everyone, I'm Jay Leno. Anyone remember when I was funny? Eat Doritos.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dane Cook.
Are you fed up with comedy that's made for the masses? Sick of stand-up comedian hacks with the same old routines that you've heard 1,000 times before? Equally tired of shock jocks who equate loudness with laughter? Hello, my name is Reverend Bill M., creator and host of The Devil's Mischief, a show where every week I present a new hour of comedy and novelty of devilish proportions. So tune in to The Devil's Mischief. Visit devilsmischief.com or radiofreesatan.com to download the latest podcast. The Devil's Mischief. Carnal comedy clips and netherworld novelty numbers simply not made for the masses.
Available now from the House of Netherworld, a stirring and brilliant tribute to the founder of the Church of Satan, Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey. The Anton LaVey bust has been sculpted in the neoclassical style of the late 19th century and reflects a refined and artistic sensibility. This will surely become the centerpiece of many an altar in the finest of lairs. Each bust is hand-cast and hand-finished in a faux bronze designer polyresin and will outlast us all. This profound piece of artwork can be yours for $135 plus shipping and will include a special blend granular incense entitled Maestro, courtesy of FemaleAddictions.com. The Anton LaVey bust is also available in a special Iron Age finish, which is available to Church of Satan members only. Production on this product was limited to 200 pieces, so order yours today. www.antonlaveybust.com. www.antonlaveybust.com.
Warning, the contents of this show actually make sense.
We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't. I'm very, very pissed off.
It's Satanism Today. Here's your host, David Harris.
Someone's getting upset that I'm making blanket statements about women.
I'm not upset. I wasn't at all veiled.
No. Not slightly. Satanism Today. 631-458-0592. Or you can Skype us. The Skype ID is Satanism Today Radio. And, of course, if you're out there in the chat room, why don't you join us? Or rather, I should say, if you're out there listening live but you're not in the chat room, join us. Links are all over the website, www.satanismtoday.net. And if you're out there listening in podcast land, you can email the show at Reverend Harris at satanismtoday.net.
Now you've made it public that I'm here. If I don't tear you up, they're going to crucify me.
All right, well, go ahead.
I don't want to tear you up. No, I just think that, you know, women are perfectly capable of being amicable about things. I don't think it's like this whole blanket thing that all women can't stay friends when they move on and their friends date their boyfriend, ex-boyfriends. I don't believe that that's so.
Okay.
Maybe you just know a lot of really emotionally immature women.
I don't know. Or it could be, maybe perhaps you're the exception that proves the rule.
No, I think that you're just partial to me.
I could be.
That's what it is. Christine could totally like date one of my exes, and I would be so happy for her. Mm-hmm. There's a few that I'd like to pawn her. I mean, you know. Because I love Christine. I value her friendship regardless of, you know, anything else that comes along. What was your previous statement?
Oh, that's funny. For more exciting banter, tune in to Hate Speech Radio.
Are you being sarcastic now, Magister Harris? Was that sarcasm?
Just a tad.
What, this isn't exciting for you?
Of course
you
it
thought
is.
That I'd come on the mic and rip you up and make your show all exciting? I guess not.
No.
Oh, it's just you painted this picture with this whole, you know, men are, I love men, and I absolutely adore that camaraderie that men have. And I think that I envy it much of the time. But I don't think that it is always true that men always behave that way.
I definitely agree that it's not true that men don't always, you know, there's certainly situations where men don't behave that way, but more often than not, they do. And like I said, I've seen men, you know, people, you know, two guys who are friends come to physical blows over a girlfriend who left one for the other. And, you know, while it might have taken a little bit longer to repair that relationship, it ends up becoming an even stronger friendship.
You know, one thing that I can say is that I think the difference is in perception. Men, whatever happens with men is exactly what happened. Whatever the situation is, that's what the situation was. But whatever the situation is with women, there's all these other little meanings and nuances to every little syllable that was breathed during that conversation or that altercation, and everything just means so much more, you know?
Means so much more?
It
or
just is perceived to have meant so much more.
Okay,
women
so,
are,
so, well, so what you're saying is women don't think clearly on the situation.
No, you fuck. I didn't say that women don't think clearly on the situation. We just have more layers. Men are simple and wonderful beings, and I really admire that, you know. just whatever happened, happened. And then nothing else means anything else. There's no, like, you gave me that look and that look meant that you thought this. And, you know, just men just don't as often, unless they're, you know, Italian men, but they're kind of like women. So not to make any blanket statements. And I'm done now. Carry on.
August 18th, Black Rock Steakhouse, Yaphank, New York. Comedy stylings of one Miss Heather Height.
Just one of me.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Love you.
I love you.
For now.
All right. All right. So, this was all over the news. The end part of last week. Church shooting in Tennessee at a Unitarian church. Story I found didn't have much on the shooter. From what I heard when I was listening to on the radio now earlier today, they're saying that the shooter had some sort of an issue with, you know, liberal-minded people and homosexuals. The shooting, of course, having taken place at a Unitarian church, which is, you know, known for being very, very warm and welcoming towards the homosexual community. This is off of CNN. A shotgun-wielding man opened fire at a Unitarian church during the children's play Sunday morning, killing two adults and wounding seven others before being overpowered by congregants, officials said. One of the victims, Linda Krager, age 61, died at a hospital several hours after the shooting at the Tennessee Valley Unitarian Universalist Church. Knoxville Municipal spokesman Randall Kenner said. Also killed was Greg McKendry, a 60-year-old usher and board member at the church, police said earlier in the day. A suspect, Jim Atkinson, 58, of Powell, Tennessee, was charged with one count of first-degree murder, Kenner said on Sunday evening. Atkinson is not believed to have been a member of the Knoxville church, and investigators have not determined a motive for the shooting, Knoxville Police Chief Sterling Owen told reporters. Quote, "The motive is one thing we're obviously aggressively pursuing," Owen said. Five others were hospitalized in either critical or serious condition, police said. Two other people hurt in the attack were treated and released. Church member Barbara Kemper told the Associated Press that McKendry, quote, "stood in front of the gunman and took the blast to protect the rest of us." Owen told reporters he couldn't comment on whether McKendry confronted the gunman, but said McKendry apparently, quote, "was the first person the gunman encountered in the sanctuary." Members of the church said a man entered the building at about 10:15 a.m. and began shooting a children's production of the musical Annie. About 200 people in the church were watching the production, which was being put on by 25 children, according to the AP. No child was shot, and a few church members subdued the man and held him until officers arrived. Church members said one of the tacklers was John Bosted, a man who had a part in the musical. Quote, "This was a day the church was looking forward to for a long time, and it turned into a nightmare," Bosted told Knoxville television station WBIR. Ken Kitts said he arrived late and saw a couple and a child running out of the church at super fast speed. Quote, "then everybody else started pouring out of the church, lots of them in costume from the show that they were putting on," he said. Inside, he said, was a scene of absolute chaos, including wounded people and the gunman, who was pinned to the floor by church members. Quote, "he was face down in middle of a bunch of shotgun shells rolling around the floor," Kitts said. Owen said investigators are looking into whether Atkinson has a criminal history. Bail was set at $1 million late Sunday. Quote, "we don't know this particular individual. We may never know why," said Steve Drevick, a church member who arrived after the shooting. Quote, "all of this will come out in the next couple of days." Rick Lambert, the FBI agent in charge of the Bureau's Knoxville office, said federal agents are assisting Knoxville police with witness interviews and could help analyze evidence from the crime scene. He said the Bureau is examining whether the attack was a hate crime. And that goes back to what I was talking about before. Again, reports are coming out now that this guy had a standard in the Bible Belt, had a problem with homosexuals. And decided he wanted to shoot up a church that was welcoming to to the homosexual community. It just speaks to horrific, horrific insanity amongst Christians. You know, we had the light, happy, funny story at the beginning of the show about, you know, Christians in St. Louis praying for lower gas prices. This is just as crazy, except it's not that funny, ha-ha kind of crazy. It's sick, psychotic crazy that causes severe harm and death to people who don't feel the same way as Mr. Adkisson. Obviously, Mr. Adkisson felt very passionately about the fact that the Unitarian Universalists and their, you know, acceptance of liberal ideologies and homosexuality were an abomination to his Lord and Savior. And he decided to play the part of the Angel of Death and go in there and start blowing people away. There is insanity afoot. And it stems from philosophies like Christianity. The church, on its website, describes itself as a community that has worked for social change, including desegregation, women's rights, and gay rights, since the 1950s. Police said people were recording videos of the children's performance when the shooting happened, and investigators were reviewing the videos. Information on what, if anything, the videos show of the shooting wasn't immediately available. Police said people... Oh, okay, I read that already. The church's minister, Chris Boyce, said he was on vacation when the shooting happened, but rushed back when he heard what occurred. Sunday afternoon, after McKendry's death but before Krager's, he spoke briefly to reporters. Quote, "Please pray for this congregation because we are grieving the loss of a wonderful man," Boyce said as he choked back tears. Sunday's attack was the fourth time in 15 months that an American church became the scene of a fatal shooting. In December of 2007, a 24-year-old former missionary candidate killed two people at a suburban Denver, Colorado missionary training center and two more at a Colorado Springs megachurch the following day. The gunman, Matthew Murray, killed himself after being shot by a security guard. Previous August, police said 52-year-old Eichen Samen shot and killed three people and wounded five others at a congregational church in Neosho, Missouri. The attack left three people dead and five wounded. And that May, in Moscow, Idaho, 36-year-old Jason Hamilton fatally shot a police officer and a sexton at First Presbyterian Church, then killed himself before police stormed the building. Hamilton's wife was found shot to death in a bedroom of their Moscow home after the church shootings. Crazy Christians. Ironette in the chat room, see what happens when you worship death. It's tragic. It's absolutely tragic. It's the complete and utter insanity of Christianity. Now, of course, there are people who, you know, moderates who can temper their, you know, belief in the invisible man in the sky and the Savior on a stick with some semblance of reason. And it varies by degree depending upon the individual. But you get into a situation where you're completely abandoning all sense of personal responsibility. And you give your life over to something that's not there. And that's something that's not there imposes these rules on you. And these rules deny you your very nature. They, they make you crazy. And Tag 9 said, didn't Richard Dawkins make a case against moderate believers? Well, of course, you know, the case can be made against moderate believers in terms of, you know, where they ride as far as, you know, sitting on the fence upon their faith. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about as far as moderates who temper their, you know, their insane religious beliefs with, you know, some semblance of reason, they're the ones that are not likely to go out and shoot a bunch of people. That's what I'm talking about when I mean moderates are able to temper themselves. Of course, Dawkins, you know, fantastic author. Read Dawkins. He's freaking great. But like I said, those people are not the ones that are going to go out and blow up abortion clinics and shoot up different churches that may subscribe to a slightly different belief than they do. Those are the folks who are going to, you know, go about their day-to-day lives and practice what I've affectionately come to term as Christianity light. Yeah, there's Jesus, there's God. Maybe I go to church on a Sunday, or maybe I just go on Christmas and Easter and, you know, the big holidays. I'll go get a palm on Palm Sunday, but for the most part, I'm working, and Sunday's my beach day. Allerenthropy Christian McNuggets. Yeah, so practitioners of Christianity light are not going to go out and kill people. You know, unless, you know, and if they do go out and kill people, they're not doing it in the name of God. You know, they've got their own motivation. Their own stupid, idiotic motivation. But it's these diehards. These people who are so staunch in their faith. These people who are so convinced that their higher power and their version of the quote-unquote higher power is the correct one. That they're willing to kill you for simply disagreeing with them. Willing to kill you because you don't believe as they believe. People who are taught to love you as their neighbor. Well, that's how they love their neighbors. Keep them as far the hell away from me as possible, because I want nothing to do with them. It's absolutely mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. That in this day and age, this kind of thing still goes on. It still goes on. People, in the face of more evidence than ever that there is no God, cling even more tightly to that security blanket, to the notion that, you know, something out there has to be protecting them, because if there isn't anything out there protecting them, then what is there to live for? What if there's no afterlife? What if we don't go to heaven and we're not living on a cloud? Guess what that means, folks? You have to fucking take care of yourself. Your fate is in your hands. You are the one responsible for your own life. Which Tiberius says, call the Lord of Coke and Hot Dogs. LordofCokeandHotDogs.com. People cannot accept the fact that they are responsible for the decisions they make, the choices they make, the way their life goes. Yeah, of course, things happen. Things happen that are completely beyond your control. Completely beyond it happens. You know, there's no way to avoid it. But you can properly prepare just in case. That's what smart people do. Smart people who accept responsibility for what they do, will be prepared. We'll be prepared for that act of God, quote unquote. Ugh. Garbage. They'll be prepared for that out of the ordinary thing that just happens to them for no reason that was beyond their control. That's how they control it. They control it by preparing and being ready for just about anything that life can throw at you. They accept responsibility for what's going to happen to them. They prepare. They take steps. They set goals. They work towards those goals. And they achieve those goals. There's a word for people like that. Well, Satanist. Responsibility to the responsible. It's not just a catchphrase, folks. It's a way of life. Going to take a quick break, and we'll wrap things up with the plugs for the show. Stick around. You're listening to Satanism Today.
At Necrolites, we create handcrafted candles specifically for those who resonate with the dark side and prefer a more traditional and less mainstream aesthetic. We offer both beeswax and soy candles, and we use only all cotton, lead-free wicks that are designed to burn cleaner in natural waxes. We provide candles for ritual and ceremonial purposes, as well as for home decor. Enjoy such breathtaking scents as white sage, dragon's blood, necrosis, and Egyptian tomb. Now available from Necrolites. Get a soy pillar candle and four votives for only $18.50. You can also get three beeswax ritual pillar candles for only $28.50. Enjoy your candles today at www.necrolites.com. That's necrolites.com. Necrolites candles, dark art for the dark arts. www.necrolites.com. www.necrolites.com.
Radio Free Satan.
The most diabolical name in internet radio is back. Radio Free Satan. Just log on to www.radiofreesatan.com and indulge in the sinister sounds of programs like The Devil's Mischief featuring Reverend Bill M., Deep Six with DJ Nuris featuring the latest independent artists, The Dark Arts with DJ Evergreen playing your classical favorites from centuries past, Metal Invaders with warlock Sonny Bellavance, Velvet Darkness with DJ Dracul, spinning your goth and industrial favorites. Revel in the dark ambient wonder of Chaos Sedated with Heathen Panzer. Venture into the morgue with The Monster, playing the blackest black and death metal. Step into the Pleasure Dome with J Nothing, playing all your metal favorites. And of course, Outsite Radio Hours with Tom Schulte. Log on now to www.radiofreesatan.com. www.radiofreesatan.com.
Keeping the hellfires burning, it's Satanism Today. Here's your host, David Harris.
Just wanted to take a quick break before we wrap things up here. Let my beloved plug her next two shows.
I don't even know what they are. You're the one who keeps track of this stuff. You mean my radio shows or my shows?
Both.
What's the one, August 18th?
Yeah, I think it's the Black Rock Steakhouse at
Black Rock Steakhouse.
Yapank, New York.
What he said. And the other one is August 26th at
Espresso Joe's.
Espresso Joe's. You don't just say Espresso Joe's, you say Espresso Joe's.
That's, of course, with our pals Jake Link, Joe Conti, and Otto and George.
At Espresso Joe's.
And your radio show, the
Marconi's Regret. Tomorrow night, 7:39, Rockland World Radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Why are we clicking at each other?
I have no idea. We're being disgusting again.
It's disgusting. You people were people feeding without me in the chat room, and I really don't appreciate it. I felt so left out. That's the only reason he's letting me talk now. Yes, people feeding. People feeders.
Jesus Christ.
Only I can say people feet. I threatened to go for walks during his show so I don't have to look at the chat room and see y'all saying people feet behind my back.
All right. That's about going to do it for me.
People feet. There.
Happy. There you go.
Got it out of my system.
So she's all people footed
out. I'll be saying it all night now.
All right. So if you've enjoyed this and you want to learn a little bit more about Satanism, Church of Satan, the beliefs, tenets, philosophy thereof, you can log on to the Church of Satan website, www.churchofsatan.com. Or you can run on out to your local bookstore, pick up a copy of the Satanic Bible by Anton Zandor LaVey, available in fine Avon paperback. And while you are there, get yourself a copy of the Satanic Scriptures by our current high priest, Peter H. Gilmore, a fine extension of Satanic philosophy. And I want to say a special thanks to all the sponsors out there. Of course, the website, www.scapegoatpublishing.com for the Satanic Scriptures. I want to say thanks to all the sponsors of the show. And if you would like to advertise on Satanism Today, you can email us at advertising@satanismtoday.net. Also want to say a special thanks to the good folks at Evening Eclipse Candles for making the studio smell pretty once again this week. Go to eveningeclipse.com. That's going to do it for Satanism Today. Thank you very much for listening. Till we speak again, hail Satan. Satanism Today is copywritten 2008 by yours truly, David Harris, on behalf of Harris Media. All rights reserved. Any unauthorized rebroadcast of this particular piece of audio is strictly prohibited, ill-advised, and could be hazardous to your health. Good night, all.